Hello, this is Daniel Gregory, and thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. You are listening to episode 372. I hope you're having a wonderful week. Hope you're getting to do something fun, something exciting, something relaxing, having kind of a diversity of week for experiences. Also, don't forget, next week, May 2nd through the 6th, is a free week of Photoshop training. The link to register for that is in my class. And also, if you head up to my website at danieljgregory.com, you can check out a couple of the workshops that still have some space in them. Would love to see you at one of my in-person workshops or online workshops, so feel free to check those out. This week, I wanted to talk about a really interesting question, or at least I find it to be an interesting question. And I occasionally have gotten asked this question by students. I've had it asked by a lot of friends, and then it's a question I think some of us ponder, particularly when we get stuck in sort of a rut, or we sort of get down, or we sort of feel like we're getting kind of removed from our photography in a meaningful way. And that question is, what is photography about? What is the photography I'm doing all about? And the reason I think that's an interesting question is, for photography, a lot of times we hear people tell us what our photography is all about. For some people, we hear them talk about how it's about equipment. It's about certain cameras. It's about certain camera types. I mean, if you just search for gear reviews on YouTube, there are literally probably now tens of millions of people talking about camera equipment. So photography could be about equipment. It could be about lenses. It could be about camera bodies, it could be about filters, all sorts of things that photography is done by. And that's in part, I think, because photography is one of the arts, one of the crafts that requires a mechanical device to actually happen of some kind. Even if you're doing a pinhole camera or camera obscura, you're still dealing with some kind of device for that. But that can't be what photography is all about. It can't be what good photographs are all about. It can't be about the device that does the capturing element. I think photography a lot of times is talked about settings. People talk about f-stops. They talk about shutter speeds. They talk about ISO. They talk about the exposure triangle. They talk about why it's not really an exposure triangle in digital. All sorts of weird random stuff around settings. We talk about photography being all about gesture and the moment of gesture within the photograph. And, you know, I don't think it is just about gesture. I think gesture makes a photograph more compelling. It's more interesting. But that can't be what a photograph's about. It can't be about that moment of anticipation, that moment of expectation that becomes something else in the photograph. They talk about it being about light. Photography's definition is painting with light. So photography is about light. It's about capturing light. It's about light and shadow. Those are elements within a photograph. Those are elements within the frame. It's not what photography is at its core about. It might be in its definition, but at its core, it's not about light. It's not about seeing the light. It's something else beyond that. And so when we say photography is about capturing light, no, that's an element of composition that we think about. It's an element of narrative and storytelling that we use, just like we would use nouns and adjectives and verbs if we're writing a paragraph or a book or a poem. It's a component of that. Form, shape, those all kind of fall in the same bucket as light and gesture. They're elements that help us craft that narrative and that story. We then get into something that I think starts to get us a little closer. We get into this bucket that's a little bit more abstract, and that's the idea, concept, conceptual. What are those elements where we start to have something abstracted from the technology, something extracted from the experience of shooting, the experience of knowing what settings to use when shooting. And I do think that these, like I said, are starting to get closer. They're starting to get closer to what photography is all about, because they are requiring us to abstract into something more deep, something more meaningful, something more purpose-driven in the actual creation of the photograph. But I don't think they're necessarily the end result of what photography is about. I still think they are an element of what we use to craft a photograph, of what we use to bring a photograph together. At the end of the day, what I think photography is about is the photographer, their life, their experience, their sense of seeing. Seeing alone is not enough. I think it has to be seen through the eyes of that photographer. And when we talk about seeing through the eyes of the photographer and what makes photography all about the photographer, is because what's inside of that little bundle is what was felt, what was thought, what the experience was, what the joy, the angst, the decades of wisdom, whatever the process is that led us to that photograph. The photograph is about that photographer in that moment, at that time in their life, telling us about the experience of the relationship between the photographer and the thing in front of the lens. The light, the settings, the equipment, the gesture, those are all elements that come together that allow that photographer to explain that relationship, to explain between them and the subject matter. We end up with this idea and this concept that is meaningful and unique and supportive of the position the photographer is in. Because how we live our life is not just a single point. It's not a single input. We are influenced by every aspect of everything that has touched us in some way. And so when we look at a photograph, when we create photographs, and we think about how that experience was created, even in the briefest of seconds, we still had this amazing convergence of all sorts of elements that come together into that expression. So when we think about what is photography about, it's about where we are in our life, where we see ourselves going in our life, and how do we then take what we know about the art and craft of photography and put that into the photograph? And to me, that's what makes the photograph interesting. That's what makes the compelling photograph. It's not because it had interesting light. It's because in that moment, there was an element of a photograph called light that is then used to convey something that becomes interesting because it is about that photographer's experience of life in that moment. If we disregard that, if we just assume it's about quality of light, we would only take photographs of certain things at certain times of the day under certain lighting conditions. We would be trapped by our own belief that photography is bound by one of these conceived notions of the proper f-stop, the proper shutter speed, the correct filter, the correct depth of field, whatever it is, we would be bound by that. But we're not. We're bound by this compelling feel to be pulled at, to drive an experience of seeing that is different. And one of the challenges we have as photographers in our own personal growth is that oftentimes we are trapped by what we believe to be all of that stuff that comes before. We believe there is a proper setting. We believe there is a proper framing, a proper gesture, a proper light, a proper time of day. And all of those elements then become more about what is bound by photography being about being a set of concepts and conceptual rules to follow versus diving into the experience and quality and nature of how am I walking every day through my life and sharing and experiencing that. What if what is most compelling to you in life behind the lens happens at noon in harsh light with weird depth of field and an extremely long shutter so nothing's in focus? But that is your experience. That is what you felt and thought. It expresses the totality of the content, the conception, the conceptual, the idea that you had going into that photograph, overlaying emotion, overlaying experience, that we then end up with something that violates all of these tenets of what photography should be about or what photography is about into something that says what you are about. And so that's ultimately what I think photography is about. It's about when we are willing to be expressive of what matters to us No matter what that is, no matter how simple that is, no matter how complex that is, no matter how repetitive and boring that is, I take pictures of a lot of plants and a lot of trees, but they're all different and unique to me because that's part of my experience. And hopefully sometimes people look at my plants and trees and they think, wow, that fern does look different than the other fern you showed me a picture of last week. I didn't realize that. That's a different experience for me as a viewer. But whatever and however we approach that, I think it's important for us to recognize that without that component of really diving into what is my own experience that I'm translating about my own existence into that photograph, we really probably don't have a photograph. We have a recording of something, a representation of something. So in that question of what is photography about, it's about you in that moment. It's about you being present enough to recognize that no matter what somebody's handed you to use that photo capture with, from pinhole camera to the most expensive digital camera to a watercolor paper, whatever it is that they've handed you, that experience is driven and predicated on how you're experiencing that moment when you click that shutter, not the specific elements that are within it. And that, again, is why I think to answer that question that people ask, how can two photographers take a different picture of the same thing at the same time from the same location? Because we all experience things differently. And that's our job. That's our purpose, is to experience them differently and then to translate that experience into the camera. So when we decide, what do I need to learn? How do I need to improve as a photographer? It's to fill in the gap that's missing when you take those photographs and you say, God, that didn't express what I wanted. Well, what did I want? What did I want to say about who I am today that didn't show up in that photograph? That's the thing you learn. That's the thing you focus on in your photography education. That's the mentors you seek out, or the ones who help you with that next step, so that you can figure out how to make sure you've got what you need in the toolbox to make those kind of photographs. I hope you have a wonderful week behind the camera. Thanks so much for listening to me babble on and on today about what photography is all about. Hopefully you got some insight, or at least something to think about with that. I really do appreciate you listening to the podcast, no matter where you find it or how you listen to it. Have a wonderful week. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.